come up is for sale. It's a Kenwood 440 SAT. They would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS590S. He would like $650 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS870. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM ICV8. It's HT. It has two batteries and a charger. It also has a mag mount antenna, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 1278B. That's a MFJ 1278B. That's a multi-mode controller, and he would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is got a fellow looking for a rotor and control box. He's got a real lightweight, the old, like a Channel Master antenna rotator up, and it tore up on him, and he's looking for a little heavier duty rotator and control box. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks that stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items are looking for items. I'll run these for a few weeks when you either sell, find, or buy these items. If you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight over here. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you. Call KI4DOS. Let's see who's first up on the rag you list tonight. First one up, I got marked as KN4GTI, Mr. John. He's out there on the mobile. John, you still around with us? Be with us. So we're going back up to the next one. That would be Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Joan been up to today?
Good evening, Gary. KI4DOS, this is WB4FEE. Well, it's been a busy day, and I've been down at my daughter's house most of the day doing some work for them on their house down there, and a lot of electrical stuff, changing out the switches and the receptacles and all this stuff, and they're in the process of remodeling, so you know how that goes. So it's been a day of it. I'll be back down there again tomorrow probably, but If we don't get washed away tonight, Darrell.
I don't do a lot of work for my children because they can't afford me. I'm just pulling your leg on that one. You know, if they needed me for anything, I'd be there to help them. But I'm glad you're able to go down and help your daughter and them out, especially for remodeling. That is a chore in itself. Whether you're just upgrading a little bit or tearing out walls, just upgrading a little bit, if you're pulling up carpet or painting or it doesn't matter what it is, it's still a job any way you look at it. And I'm sure those folks really appreciate it. I hate that you got to go back down there again tomorrow, but you got to make hay while the sun shines, and as long as you work inside, you can stay dry.
Roger that, yeah. And I don't think it'll be raining tomorrow, no way. I think it's supposed to blow out here tonight, so it'll probably be a pretty day tomorrow. But anyway, I will be down there most of the day, and I should get most of it finished tomorrow. But man, they had it, that house was really wired up. I mean, it must have five or six receptacles in each room and a light switch, and it takes some time when you start changing everything out, checking everything and all. And then I had got the regular size covers, and well, when this house was built, whoever cut the holes out for the receptacles and all made them a lot bigger than they should have been. So I'm about to take the covers back and change them and get the mid-size so I can cover all of their little errors and all, but anyway, that's part of the game, you know how it goes. And but yeah, they bought this house and went in, and they've had workers in there working on this place now for a month. They took walls out and changed everything around in the kitchen and dining area and all that stuff in there. It looks like a totally different place on that end of the house. And the other end, they didn't do much on it, but the main room, main living room and kitchen area and all that, one great big room there. So it ought to be nice when it gets all finished up. And they're already moved in, so they moved in this past weekend. Had to go ahead and move in, but most of the work is finished. They got all the carpet up, put down new flooring. Everything's coming together. They got all the paint done, except just a little bit of touch up now, so it's really coming together, Gary.
Good deal there, Dan. Really does. I'm glad it's coming together for them. I hate that they had to move in while they're still working on it, though. Even though most of the stuff is done, there's still a lot of dust and that sort of stuff that floats around, and yeah, you gets on everything. You got to go back and clean it all up again. But I don't guess they mind. You know, I'm sure they're happy to get back in their house and get on with their lives as far as that goes. But Dan, instead of going out and buying bigger covers, you're supposed to repair them holes that they cut. They cut them too big.
Yeah, that ain't my problem. You know, I don't know about these. I don't know about some of these people that sling these houses up. Boy, they put them together in such a hurry. I'm surprised that they ain't worse than that. But anyway, you know, it is what it is, and that's why they make different size covers, I guess, to cover up other people's mistakes. So we'll deal with it. That's all I'll say. But we'll deal with it. But anyway, I sure hope that your garden don't get washed away, Gary. I know you worked out there in it today and planting some stuff and all, but it's raining down here, man. It's raining down here like pouring it out of a bucket down here right now. And it wasn't doing much. And thank Lord the wind's not blowing much, and that's the main thing. And so we can handle the water, I guess.
Anyway, a little bit like you, we've had a couple of good little sales come across. Nothing really super major, but they come across, and the garden don't look like it's washing away anywhere, so I guess I'm going to be in good shape as far as that goes. But I didn't get as much planted as I wanted to. Didn't get out there as early as I meant to, and you get out there and you get started, and all of a sudden you got to I didn't think to check my gas can, and I poured all my gas into the lawnmower and generator. I was working on the barn, the roof on the barn, and I forgot to go get gas for my gas can, and then my tiller ran out. I had to go get gas to fill the tiller back up so I could finish running over the garden. So things got turned around, but that's okay. We're still early as far as the planting season goes. And we'll be all right. And like I said, what we got in the ground, I don't think it's going to wash away. So we're not hurting there. But I'm glad you were getting all these switches and receptacles in. I hope you're turning the power off while you're doing that.
Yeah, boy, I don't like getting tickled. So I don't like a tickling feeling at all. So I take me a plug-in lamp or something or other and check all of them, because, man, I don't run into too many cases where you turn a breaker off and it might be marked one way, and you go in there and check all them receptacles and you'll find about half of them still hot. That one breaker don't control all of them in that room. And yeah, I check them all before I touch one of them, and just do not take any chances there. Over.
Dan, try not to do that. I have had to do it in the past. Joy's aunts, her aunts lived over there. There were two of them living together, and they were in an older home, and their receptacles didn't have the ground plug on them, you know, the grounding part. They had a ground in on the wiring, but they didn't have them on the receptacles. And they asked me if I would come over and do that for them, and I'd change them out. And I went over there and told them, I said, well, I'm at, and I went over there one afternoon, and they weren't there, so we called back later, and they were home. And they said, yeah, come on over and do it now. And I said, well, it's dark now. I'll have to do it with a flashlight. And she said, no, we'll fix something for you. Got over there, they didn't even have breaker boxes. They had a fuse panel with them screw-in fuses. So I decided that I would just take a chance and put the new receptacles in with the power on them. I was very fortunate. I didn't get bit and didn't get knocked across the room or nothing else. So I made sure that one hand was pretty well free of anything electrical, and I didn't put my other hand across two things at the same time. So it all worked out.
WB4FE, yeah. And I understand, Gary, and you like it, see, but I don't have that kind of luck. I forget. I'm too bad about forgetting. And grab a hold of that thing, and boy, when I do, I mean, you know, you're going to get lit up. And I just don't like that tickling feeling that you get there. So it makes my muscles jerk for a while. So I'd rather not have that problem. But anyway, man, out in your garden, were you planting seeds or were you putting out plants, Gary?
The only thing I put out in plants, Dan, is the tomatoes.
Roger that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that seed is good if you can do it that way. Man, I never have had a lot of luck. Now, some seeds like cantaloupe, watermelon, stuff like that ain't no problem, but I tried starting tomato plants with seed, man, I don't know how many times. And I get the things to come up out of them little cups, you know. And but they get about 2 inches high, and then like the stem on them just turns brown and they flop over. I don't know what happens to them. I keep them, you know, and start them and set them in the window, you know, and all that stuff like this they do, and water them a little bit, but never did have any luck with them, so I just give up on the seed business and started buying my plants. They're over.
The only thing that we plant from, that are our plants when we put them in the ground, everything else is seed. We'll put out green beans and corn, okra, lima beans, yellow squash, zucchini squash. I started to buy some pepper plants, but she had some seeds, so we were going to throw the pepper seeds in the ground and see how that worked. But we normally just go from seed. I had never tried growing any tomato plants from seed, but there's a lot of folks that do it, or we wouldn't be able to buy the plants.
Yeah, some folks just got they just got a knack for it, and they know how to do it, but I never did. I've tried that several times and never could get the things to do right, so I don't know what I was doing wrong, but anyway, I gave up and just started getting the plants. But now, before, I did plant the seed on everything else, like your squash and zucchini and stuff like that, the beans and all that stuff, and I always had good luck with them, but I just give up on the tomatoes there, so I just started buying them plants with some tomatoes already on them, so I could see what I was getting there, over.
LOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WB4FEE. That's true, Dan, and that's a good way to look at it. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah, roger that. Well, Gary, I'll let you go. Somebody else might want to join a little while. And it's been good, man. Sound like you got a really good net going tonight. And I'm trying to get me a list together, a few things here I want to put on the swap net. And but I'll be with you on that in a week or two, maybe. Still working on my list here and trying to contemplate some things. But good to hear Ray check in, and nobody over in Taylor's over there, and Don and Linda over in Piedmont. Always good to hear them checking in. Still hadn't got around to calling none of them yet. I've got to call them and chat with them one day. But I tell you what, I stay busy, man. I stay in the wind all the time. But I will get around to it soon, hopefully. And tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I hope y'all have a good night tonight and a good day tomorrow, rest of the week. Good talking to you, Gary, and see you later. 7-3s, this is WB4, FVE, clear.
Hey, Dan, well, I enjoyed it. You tell Miss Joan we said hello. And you take care of doing that electrical work down there. Make sure the power's off. Don't nothing happen to you down there changing them light receptacles out, the switches and receptacles and them sort of things. So you don't never know how them things is wired. You're liable to reach in there thinking it's 110 or 120 volts, and you wind up with that too plenty. And that knock you across the room. We don't want that to happen. You take care, be careful, be safe, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Ray's still around. He said he was mobile. K4SUG. Mr. Ray, you still around?
Yeah, I'm still here, Gary. You still pulled into my favorite landing spot. Everything going all right?
Ain't about a thing, Ray. I got out there, I was tilling the garden today. I was going to try to get it all planted before it started raining. And my tiller runned out of gas, and I forgot I'd emptied my gas can working on the barn the other day. So I had to stop and go get gas. And by the time I got started back, it started sprinkling on me over here, and I did get it tilled over, so I came in the house, and Joy said, "Oh, don't worry about it. We'll do it Saturday. You know, it's supposed to rain today, and it'd be turn off and be pretty and a little warmer the next few days. So we'll wait till Saturday."
Sounds like the story of my area. I was planning on into my garden this morning. I knew it was supposed to cut rainy tonight, hoping I'd get something planted in the ground before it happened. I got tomatoes out, and I got some peppers. I got some more peppers I got to put out, and a lot of other stuff. But we'll get to it. But I got sidetracked. I got me a new toy come in today, and I spent the afternoon putting it together instead of working in the garden over.
Side toy or an outside toy?
This is an inside toy, Mayor Gary. I got me an exercising bike, a stationary bicycle.
Goodness. Well, that'd be a good thing for you to do, Ray. You could have set that Black Phantom up and hooked it up, but you wouldn't have had no resistance to it much once you got it going.
Yeah, that Black Phantom's a dream to ride. And that's one of the reasons I got this other. My knee's been giving me some problems. And I want to work on them, get them back in shape so I can ride the Phantom over.
I don't blame you for that. Getting off that stationary bicycle, getting on that Phantom, you think you in a Rolls Royce instead of a Cadillac.
Yeah, I still haven't done it, but ever since I got that Phantom running, I've been wanting to take it up to the Swamp Rabbit Trail and let some of them folks up there see what a real bicycle's like.
There'll be a few up there that will know what it is, but there'll be more of them that ain't never seen one before.
More not seen it than seen it, I bet. At least a 1950 version, and let's see, that's 70 years ago.
No doubt.
A fine bicycle, Gary. And I showed pictures of it when I first got it. I completely rebuilt it. And I was fortunate enough to find a source of original Swin parts to do it with. So it is original Swin, over.
Beat that. I know you had to look around for a while to find the original parts.
Strangely enough, I looked up on one. This guy had bicycle shop, and he decided he'd start handling some parts. And one of his friends that was running a bicycle shop was closing up his shop and going out of business, so he bought up all his spare parts. And that gave him an idea. He went around the countryside finding bicycle shops that were closing up and bought up all the swing parts he could get his hands on and stashed them away. And then he started reselling them. And some of them he contracted, some of the parts he contracted and had them built to swing specs, but they're all swinging over.
I hope he didn't gouge people on the price of those things, getting the original parts, you know, and they no longer made. He could probably just jack the price on up and still got his money out of them, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, he'd get rid of them, but he was not unreasonable at all. I thought he was real reasonable with his parts, and I got quite a bit of stuff from him, and it's all worked out good for me. And, yeah, some of these original parts that I got on that swing would cost you as much as a bicycle to start with.
Not a bit in the world, right?
The rain has lit up, Gary, so I'm going to sneak in the house while I'm still getting there and stay dry. Hope you have a good day, and sitting there sounds like you're doing real good with it. Maybe I can get in here a little more often here in the near future. Take care of yourself, have a good time, and I hope you get your garden going good. Case for you, Hugie.
Hey, well, you jump run. Well, don't run, but jump out and going in the house before it starts to bottom falls out again. Appreciate you talking with us a little bit tonight. Enjoyed it, as always. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll get up there one day. Once they get this thing opened back up a little bit, I'm going to come up. We'll go out there and sit by the fireplace and have a cup of coffee and just kick back and relax. Maybe I'll take you away from your new toy, but your stationary bicycle inside. Yeah, I'll get you outside instead of sitting inside one of these days soon. But you take care, and again, tell Miss Edie we said hello. We enjoyed it, as always, Ray. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS. And for comments, is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS, KJ-4-REZ. Hey, buddy. I got a ton of text messages with some really silly questions, and I'm, like, giving this stuff away. And, like, what I'm talking on right now is brand new. I don't even think it's 2 weeks old. I don't know. People are just weird as hell. I think, you know what, we should just unlist all my stuff because I just don't get people. They're just strange. But the gentleman who borrowed some stuff from me, if you're listening, I really would like to get it back. I did it on faith because you were an AM operator. And I really thought the guy was going to return my stuff. And that's really sad. And he lives right here in Taylor's near me. So anyhow, and I hate to put stuff out like that because generally the ham radio community, we're all a great group of people, and we always want to help everybody out. But when people do things like that, it's just like, you know, it makes you a little sour, right?
Understand that, and it would have a tendency to leave you with some bad feelings, and we don't want that to happen. I've been in ham radio for a number of years now, and it was a lot of years I wasn't in it, but I'm glad that I got into it. And for the most part, the hams are really good folks. And like you said, they're willing to help. But, you know, I hate that happened to you. Matter of fact, there was another ham, a friend of mine. He lives down in Georgia. He wanted to take a tower down, and he was moving, and He wasn't moving that far, but, you know, he's still down there in Georgia. And he was wanting to borrow a gin pole. So I told him, I said, well, come on up here and get mine and you know, let me know when you finish with it. And he said, okay. Well, he carried it down there and took his tower down. And then he, you know, a couple of weeks or months or so later, he moved. And once they got settled, he put his tower back up. And now he had that gin pole maybe 2 months or maybe 3 months. I don't know, 2 or 3 months. But every once in a while, he'd at least call me and say, you know, I forgot, I'm bringing it back to you. I said, if you got your tower back up? No, I said, well, just hang on to it. If I need it, I know where it's at. And his name's Tom. He's a real nice fella. And I hadn't talked to him recently, and in the last month or two. But we keep in touch on the phone. He can't get up here on 2 meters. But we still talk on the radio and on the phone occasionally.
Roger, roger. Well, yeah, and that's how I feel like when I was talking to this gentleman. I think his name was James, and I wrote his call down. And I forgot. But you know what? In the ham community, I didn't second guess. And I told him, yeah, you need this equipment, come get it. And he was here in like, I don't know, 20 minutes and picked it up. And, you know, I don't know. It is what it is. I always have a good flavor for ham radio operators. I've never, ever had a bad experience. And I won't consider this one a bad experience either. I think maybe he forgot. You know, I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But regardless, I'd like to get my stuff back. And I'm going to assume he's listening because he lives right here in Taylor's as well. But regardless, it's all good. And you did a great job with the net tonight, by the way. Just to give you kudos, KJ4REZ, back to you.
Appreciate the compliment. I've been calling the net now. I've been trying to slide out of it and let somebody else get in the hot seat on Wednesday night. But everybody says that I'm Mr. Wednesday night. I've been sitting here on Wednesday night for about 14 years now, or 15, somewhere in that neighborhood, 14, 15. And I enjoy it. It's a whole lot of fun to get in here and call the net on Wednesday night and do the swap net. And it's helped a lot of folks out, and that's what it's all about. And like I said, I enjoy it.
Actually, you're like natural at it. You're doing a great job. And I used to call nets a long time ago on HF and stuff, and I had a lot of fun doing that as well. I used to rush home from work so I could make the net. I know that sounds really retarded, but I did really enjoy it. But, okay, well, I'll let you go, and you have a wonderful week, what's left of it. And I think the rain has stopped now, hopefully. And maybe we'll catch you next Wednesday night. 73s from KJ4REZ.
Well, I don't know that the rain's done yet because it just, a sail just came across the house here. It's lightened up now, but while you were talking, it was pouring down. I could hear it over the radio even. But hopefully you won't get it, that light sail that just come over. Maybe it'll start drying up. But you take care, and hope to hear you next week. And you come back as often as you can on the net. We're, you know, it's different net control each night. I just happen to be the lucky one on Wednesday nights. But I enjoyed it, and we'll do it again soon there, buddy. You take care. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Folks, I'm going to compile my net report, and then we'll close the net out. So here's the net report for tonight. All righty, folks. Well, again, you're the folks out there in Radio Land that make the net. I just sit here in front of it and write calls and names down. But if y'all didn't call in, we wouldn't have a net. So y'all come back tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp, and we will now secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all of you that checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS Clear.